This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big picture theme of the American economy this week, well, the first part of it anyway, is housing. We told you about home builders yesterday. Their confidence is down. Home sales are tomorrow. Today, it's all permits and starts. The number of permits issued for new construction down just a teensy bit May to June. Actual new construction starts, that is, homes actually starting to be built, down about 2%, actually. And there have been lots of signs of late that housing is cooling down. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports to get us going, cooling still does not mean affordable.
It's rough out there right now if you want to buy a house, especially for the first time.
It's the most unaffordable it's ever been.
David Dworkin at the National Housing Conference says that's because home prices are at record highs and mortgage rates are much higher now than they were 6 months ago.
Last year, in order to buy a $200,000 house, required an income of $60,000 a year. That same home today costs $330,000 and requires nearly $100,000 income.
And pretty much no one has gotten that kind of raise. There are also just fewer homes being built these days, Dworkin says, especially in that price range.
We've also seen since the beginning of the pandemic a huge decrease in the number of new homes being built that are less than $300,000.
Construction of all new homes fell way off more than a decade ago during the Great Recession, and we've never made up that deficit.
And we are now literally paying the price.
Buzz Roberts is with the National Association of Affordable Housing Lenders.
This is really hurting people very broadly.
Both buyers and renters, he says. About half of Americans now say housing affordability in their community is a major problem, according to Pew Research.
All housing is on a continuum.
Diane Yentel at the National Low Income Housing Coalition says when it becomes too expensive for people to buy, they rent for longer, which increases competition and drives up rents for everyone.
On its best day, the housing market is like a game of musical chairs. And when the music stops, it's always the people with the lowest incomes or no income left standing.
These days, Yentel says, that's happening to a growing number of people. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.